Good morning. Thank you all for coming today. This is wonderful. I do apologize that we had to be indoors, but you are welcome because it is not snowing, nor raining, nor blowing. So had we been outside, I'm sure that's exactly what we would be experiencing. So at this time, I would like to welcome you to our annual Veterans Day service. I am Leslie Heschelman, Commander and Service Officer for the Veterans of Foreign Wars, Post 3321. And the American Legion Post 2121 would like to thank you for coming out today and showing your support for all our veterans, past and present. At this time, out of respect for our veterans, I ask that you either turn your cell phones off or on vibrate, and I hope you enjoy our service. Would you please stand with me and remove your hats as Chris Coney, pastor at Veal Creek Baptist Church, offers our opening invocation.
Please bow. Gracious, loving Father God, we come before you. And Father, we are grateful that you love us enough to make the ultimate sacrifice in our place in your Son, Jesus Christ. And Father, we are grateful that we live in this awesome, great land where we are free to worship as we please. Father, may we not take that for granted. And may we not take for granted the men and women who serve daily and put their lives on the line for those freedoms. Today, as we celebrate those men and women who have already served, who have served valiantly, and Father, as they have sacrificed greatly for our freedoms, Father, we pray that you put a blessing upon this service today. May you be glorified and honored, and Father, may we praise those veterans who have served faithfully for their country, their God, and their family. Father, we are so grateful to live in this nation, and we are grateful for your love, your mercy, and your grace. And it's in your Son's name that we pray. Amen.
Would you please remain standing as the Washington High School Junior Naval ROTC Color Guard presents the colors with Washington Catholic High School choir members performing our national anthem. I will ask that you then join me in reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. Please join me in reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ready, cut, forward, march.
You may be seated. At this time, our Washington Catholic High School members will be performing a selection. And I've lost my page. Choir members Margaret Bassler, Claire Fox, Becca McCarty, and Adeline O'Brien will be performing Anthem, arranged by John Purifoy. Thank you. At this time, our Joint Post Honor Guard members will post each armed services flag as that services song is played during our armed forces flag salute. We would ask that as your service hymn plays, either stand or raise your hand to be recognized. Coast Guard.
United States Coast Guard. United States. United States Marines.
Thank you. Over the past 241 years, the United States has taken up arms against her enemies, foreign and domestic. Although our country's wars and conflicts began in 1775 with the American Revolutionary War, let us recognize our veterans of our most recent history. As you hear the war call in which you served, please stand or raise your hand so that we may all recognize you for your service. For those of you in attendance, as you watch these hands, please recognize the number of them who raised their hands for multiple conflicts. World War II, 1941 to 1945. The Korean War, 1950 to 1953. Vietnam, 1959 to 1975. Gulf War, 1990 to 1991. Iraq War, 2003-2011. And the Afghanistan War, 2001 to the present. Thank you. Colonel Stephen Dondero is a native of Vineland, New Jersey, and commissioned as a second lieutenant into the U.S. Army Quartermaster Corps in 1995 through the Reserve Officer Training Corps program at Loyola University, Baltimore, Maryland. Over the past 23 years, he has served in various command and staff positions from the company through the three-star level in Army Joint and Command NATO assignments in support of peacetime, combat, humanitarian assistance, disaster relief, and counter-drug, counter-transnational organized crime operations. He served in several key staff positions, including aide-de-camp, operational planning and training officer, supply officer, secretary of the general staff, logistics officer, deputy chief of staff for operations, and joint headquarters supply officer. Command positions include Headquarters, Headquarters Company, Area 1, Republic of Korea, Headquarters, and Alpha Company, 82nd Forward Support Battalion, 82nd Airborne Division, Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and Iraq, and Army Field Support Battalion, Bliss, Fort Bliss, Texas, in support of 1st Armored Division, Fort Bliss, and White Sands Missile Range. Additionally, he served at Fort Lee, Virginia, Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, Guatemala, Germany, and England. Colonel Dondero spent 3 years in Iraq on operational assignments in support of Operation Iraqi Freedom from the liberation of Iraq through the Iraqi surge. Colonel Stephen Dondero assumed command of Crane Army Ammunition Activity on 2 July 2019. Colonel Dondero's education includes a Bachelor of Arts in Political Science from Loyola University in Baltimore, Maryland, a Master of Science in Administration and Leadership from Central Michigan University, Mount Pleasant, Michigan, and a Master of Arts in National Security and Strategic Studies from the United States Navy War College. His military education includes the Quartermaster Officer Basic Course, the Combined Logistics Officer Advanced Course, the Combined Arms Services and Staff School, the United States Army Command and General Staff College, and the United States Navy War College. His awards and decorations include the Bronze Star Medal, one Oak Leaf Cluster, Defense Meritorious Service Medal, Army Meritorious Service Medal, five Oak Leaf Clusters, Army Commendation Medal, two Oak Leaf Clusters, Army Achievement Medal, Combat Action Badge, Senior Parachutist Badge, Pathfinder Badge, Parachute Rigger Badge, and the Australian Parachutist Badge. Would you please join me in welcoming Colonel Stephen Dondero?
Wow, I probably shouldn't have provided the bio. I don't know who that guy was. I'm just Steve. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for having me here today as we celebrate Veterans Day and recognize all who have served and continue to serve our nation with honor and distinction. As I said, my name is Steve Dondero, and I'm the commander out at Crane Army Ammunition Activity. It's an honor to have been asked and invited to address the assembly today. I'd first like to invite anyone in the room who has served or is currently serving in the military to either stand or raise your hand. Thank you all and your families for your dedication and service to our nation, because we can't serve without the support of our families and loved ones. Today we remember all the veterans who have come together to fight for a common cause. For 200 plus years they have answered the call of duty. As you heard earlier, 241 years, for those of you who are good at math, that's an awful long time, and even before the country was formed. We remember those brave men and women who have served on all battlefields, from the American Revolution to the Civil War, from World War I, the end of which was chosen to commemorate Veterans Day, to World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and also in places like Iraq and Afghanistan. On this Veterans Day, I want all of you to ask yourselves, what does this day mean to me? To provide an answer to that, I want to share a little story with you. It's one that's gone around in emails and speeches and the internet for a few years now, but I like it because it illustrates a point, the point of what our veterans mean to us, and also because it's true. So this will resonate a little bit, I think, with our students who've joined us here today. Back in September 2005, on the first day of school, Martha Cothran, a social studies teacher at Robinson High School in Little Rock, Arkansas, did something her students didn't expect. On the first day of school, with the permission of the principal, she removed every single desk, took them out of the classroom. When the students entered the room for the first period, they discovered there were no desks, and they were a little confused. You can imagine coming into a classroom, not seeing your desk, wondering what the heck happened. Hey, is there school today? Can I go home? Well, of course, the students asked their teachers where the desks went, and she asked, go ahead and tell me what gives you the right to sit in them. Have you earned it? Students offered all sorts of answers, their grades, their good behavior, their punctuality, and with each answer she said, that's a good answer, but unfortunately you're wrong. And so the class periods came and went, first, second period, third period, still no desks. By early afternoon, some television crews had shown up and started gathering around the classroom trying to figure out what this crazy teacher was doing and why she took the desks out of her classroom. Final period of the day came, and as the puzzled students found their seats on the floor of the deskless classroom, Mrs. Cothran said, okay, throughout the day, no one has been able to tell me just what he or she has done to earn the right to sit at the desk in this classroom. Now I'm going to tell you. At this point, she went over the door of the classroom and opened it. And 27 U.S. veterans, all in uniform, walked into the classroom, each one carrying a desk. The veterans began placing the desks in rows, and then they'd walk over and stand beside the wall. By the time the last veteran had set the desk in place, the students started to understand just how the right to sit at those desks had been earned. The teacher said, "You didn't earn the right to sit at the desk. These heroes in uniform did that for you." And she proceeded to explain, "They placed the desks here for you. Now it's up to you to sit in them. It's your responsibility to learn, to be good students, and to be good citizens." Those veterans paid the price so that you could have the freedom to get an education. That's not the case in every country. Don't ever forget and ensure that all the rights that are enshrined within the Constitution that underpin all of our freedoms are supported and defended like these veterans have before us. I'd like you all to think about that as you go about your day. I'd like you to think about the freedom they earned for us and the community. Our veterans fought for our freedoms, and not just ours, those of other citizens of other nations as well. But they fought for our freedoms while in uniform, and they continue to inspire us. As I look out amongst the crowd and I see veterans from many, many wars. The one thing they all have in common is that when they finished serving, they hung up their uniforms, and then they went back home to their local communities, their homes. When they returned, they brought with them the sense of pride in their nation, in their country, their community, and a determination to help make it better. They understand what it means to be part of a community and constantly strive to make it better every day. When we think of how much our veterans and their families have done for our nation, how can we honor their sacrifice? How can we celebrate their service? Today is a great way. This is a wonderful, wonderful ceremony. How can we make a difference in the lives of the men and women who have made such a difference in our lives, whether we realize it or not? In fact, you may wonder how you can make a difference in the lives of the men and women who have given so much, but it's easier than you think. It's pretty simple. As I mentioned earlier, be good citizens. That means respecting our laws, helping to make the community a better place to live. Be good students. As Mrs. Cawthorn said, our veterans paid the price so that you could have the freedom to get an education. That's priceless. Volunteer in your community. Get involved with local organizations in your hometown to make a difference in the lives of veterans, wounded warriors, and their families. Very importantly, honor our Gold Star families whose loved ones gave the ultimate sacrifice. Show them that you care through your actions. Through these actions, you can show that you truly appreciate their sacrifice, not just one day a year, but throughout the year. On Veterans Day, the world stops in silence to pay tribute to the heroes of the battlefield who never see themselves as heroes. They just did their jobs. We honor those that dedicate themselves to a sense of honor, to a life of courage and commitment, and to something greater than themselves. They have defended our nation and have done so with loyalty, duty, respect, selfless service, honor, integrity, and personal courage. To that I say we owe our veterans more than our silence, our memories, and our thanks. We need to take on their example of building better communities and making a difference wherever we can. In this way, we can honor what American veterans have fought so hard to preserve, our way of life. Thank you to all of our veterans, and thank you to everyone here for inviting Ann and I to be here today. I hope you join me in remembering our veterans and their sacrifice today and always. Please never forget. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Would you please welcome the Honorable Joe Wellman, Mayor of the City of Washington, Indiana. And I made the comment earlier, I believe this is the last time I'll get to introduce him as such.
Thank you, and thank you, Colonel, for your wonderful comments. Yes, I've been asked to do this now for 8 years. This is my last year of doing this, and I guess I'm going to go a little off script because I'm sitting there thinking, you know, of all the veterans that have served our wonderful country, to all the veterans that are here in our community. The colonel said when they return, when they take a uniform off and hang it up, they go back to their community. Many of the people that I've known over the last 8 years that I've worked with that are veterans are some of the hardest working, most giving, most community-minded men and women that I think I've ever met in my life. You know, we celebrate Veterans Day. Canada and the United Kingdom celebrate Remembrance Day. France celebrates Armistice Day. New Zealand and Australia honor their veterans during Anzac Day. Italy, Norway, the Netherlands, Germany, Sweden, Nigeria, all celebrate their veterans. But I would venture to say there are certainly more American veterans in the world than any other country, and we honor them higher than any other country. They have certainly given a sacrifice. I just came from the public high school, from the Hatchet House, where there were all students there also, the high school, the junior high, and some of the classes from North Elementary. It's great to see all the Washington Catholic, all you guys here. I think you all can learn from what you see here today. The active military, the veterans, please keep those in mind as you go back to school and try to become better citizens of our country, of our state, of our city. This is a great day to honor those among us, some of whom gave the ultimate. You've all read the comment about, you know, when a man or woman puts on the uniform, they write a blank check to the United States. Many times that blank check includes their life. The amount of that check is their life, is their last heartbeat. I think many times the check also is a joint check signed by their family, because whether they come back or not, their spouses, many times their children, certainly their extended family, also give sacrifice. In the time that they lose, that they don't get to have with their family member, with the serviceman or servicewoman while they're away, and certainly many of them never see them again. I think we are all indebted, and frankly, whether we had Commander Powers speak this morning at the Hatchet House, his comment was, whether you're a veteran or not, you are better because of the veterans that have served. And I think we're all that way. No matter what our age, whether we're in school, out of school, we're all better and we're all freer because of their service. Let us remember those who have served. You saw all the folks stand up and raise their hand, the various branches of the military. I pray for all veterans, and I pray that America will always, always be that beacon of light for freedom, for our world to see. I ask that all of us continually remember their service under the harshest of conditions many times and most dangerous of situations. And finally, I pray that God continues to bless our community and our country. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you. At this time, if you would welcome representing VFW Post 3321's auxiliary, Miss Becky Clifton.
Thank you. I was looking through on what to speak today and say, and I found this. This was written by a sixth grader from Mount Carmel, and I thought it was very moving to me. It says, many people know that a veteran is a person who has served in military force. But to me, a veteran is a lot more than that. To me, a veteran is a person with a caring spirit, a brave heart, and a courageous mind. A veteran is someone who is willing to risk everything to keep the United States safe. If it weren't for veterans, my life would be drastically different. Veterans and all soldiers give me the feeling of security, knowing that I have people who, of their own free will, are dying and risking their lives every day to protect our beloved country and me is more than gratifying. It is humbling. It amazes me how much courage veterans and soldiers have and that they are able to fight for and protect our country and each one of its citizens. Veterans show the world how great and strong the United States of America is. Veterans make sacrifices every day in order to fight for what they believe in. They protect and die for our personal freedoms and the freedoms of our country. Without veterans' protection, we would not be able to have the rights that we have today, such as owning our own homes and businesses, freedom of speech, and other constitutional rights. The veterans help keep the United States of America the best country on earth to live in and make it possible to guarantee freedoms to all people. Veterans are all around us in everyday life. They may just look like ordinary people on the outside, but on the inside they are powerful people who have devoted their lives to securing the freedom of others. Whether they are a family member or a stranger, they have fought for us. They have cared so deeply about our lives, freedoms, and the freedom of the country that they were willing to die for us. When I see a veteran and think about all that they have done for me, I get an extreme sense of pride for all of our armed forces. I am grateful to live in a country that inspires such heroism. And for a sixth grader to think that much of veterans, I think is very remarkable. Thank you.
Our children never cease to amaze us. At this time, if you would please welcome Davis County's Veteran Service Officer, Tony Potts.
Good morning to all veterans, ladies and gentlemen, and the students that are here today. Thank you very much for showing. I am the new Veteran Service Officer here in Davis County. My office is located right there in the corner. I want to tell you, any veteran that needs any help whatsoever, I'm available. At this time, I want to share a song with you that was recorded by the artist Gary Puckett back in the 60s. The name of the song is Home. I want to dedicate this to all the veterans that did not make it home.
To the heavens every day.
God bless you all. Thank you very much.
Thank you. At this time, if you would please welcome Mr. Larry Dinkins, the past commander and current finance officer for American Legion Post 121.
Thank you, Commander. As we prepare to remember our POWs and MIAs today, let us remind that Davis County still has at least 10 of her sons still listed as missing in action, and this does not include any sons or daughters who have served in World War I or before due to unclear or destroyed records. The current list has been compiled from a variety of sources. Please don't hesitate to let us know if we have missed anyone or have some inaccurate information so we can get this right. Our local POWs and MIAs are Staff Sergeant Malcolm E. Burris, listed as missing in action in the Philippines while serving with the 7th Materials Squadron, 5th Air Base Group of the Army Air Forces on July 8, 1942. Sergeant James N. Klaus, listed as missing in action during World War II on 3 February 1943 while serving with the Army Air Forces 41st Squadron, 12th Ferry Group. Sergeant William R. Dushke, listed as missing in action during World War II in the area of Japan, Okinawa, while serving with the 871st Bombardment Squadron, 497th Bombardment Group, very heavy, of the Army Air Forces on January 3rd, 1945. Petty Officer 3rd Class Lowell Keith Gray, listed as missing in action during World War II on 17 September 1943, serving with the Navy on the USS Pompano SS-181 in the waters off of Japan. Corporal Donald L. Ham, missing in action during Korea on 28 November 1950 while serving with the Army's Headquarters Company, 2nd Battalion, 24th Infantry Regiment, 25th Infantry Division. Sergeant Charles Howard Jr., listed as missing in action during World War II in the area of the North Sea while serving with the 401st Bomber Group, Heavy 614th Bomber Squadron of the Army Air Forces on 4 February 1944. Technician 5 Gerald E. Morgan, listed as a POW during World War II on 20 April 1944, serving with the 228th Medical Dispensary Aviation of the Army Air Forces in the Mediterranean. Staff Sergeant Maurice W. Robinson, listed as missing in action during Korea on 11 December 1945, while serving with the Army's 7th Bomber Group Heavy, 436th Bomber Squadron near Manila, Philippines. 2nd Lieutenant Thomas O. Rooney, listed as missing in action during World War II in the area of Papua New Guinea while serving with the 8th Fighter Group, 36th Fighter Squadron of the Army Air Forces on 1 June 1942. Major Arthur S. Rothrock, listed as POW during World War II on 15 December 1944, serving with the Army Infantry with a last known location within a Japanese POW camp. May we have a moment of silence for our brothers from Davies County who are still listed as missing in action or POWs. Thank you. Now please direct your attention to this small table back behind us on the landing, which signifies a place of dignity and honor. This table is set for our prisoners of war and those missing in action from all wars. It is set for one, symbolizing the fact that members of our Corps are missing from our ranks. They are referred to as POWs and MIAs. We call them comrades. They are unable to be with their loved ones and families today, so we join together to pay our humble tribute to them and bear witness to their continued absence. Let us remember our comrades from the United States Army, the United States Air Force, the United States Marines, the United States Navy, the United States Coast Guard, and to our beloved nurses. This table is set for one, is small, symbolizing the frailty of one prisoner alone against his or her oppressors. The tablecloth is white, symbolic of the purity of their intentions to respond to their country's call to arms. Remember. The single red rose in the vase signifies the blood they may have shed in sacrifice to ensure the freedom of our beloved United States of America. The rose also reminds us of the family and friends of our missing comrades who keep the faith while awaiting their return. Remember. The yellow ribbon on the vase represents the yellow ribbons worn on the lapels of the thousands who demand with unyielding determination a proper accounting of our comrades who are not among us today. Remember. A slice of lemon on the plate reminds us of their bitter fate. If we do not bring them home, remember. The salt sprinkled on the plate reminds us of the countless fallen tears of the families as they wait. Remember. The glass is inverted. They cannot toast with us today. Remember. The faded picture is a reminder that they are missed very much and are remembered by their families. Remember. The Bible represents the strength gained through faith to sustain those lost from our country, founded as one nation under God. Remember. The chair remains empty. They are not here. Remember. The candle is reminiscent of the light of hope, which lives in our hearts to illuminate their way home, away from their captors, to the open arms of a grateful nation. Remember. As we look upon the empty table, do not remember the ghosts from the past. Remember our comrades. Remember those whom we depended on in battle. They depend on us to bring them home. Let us pray to the Supreme Commander that all of our comrades will soon be back within our ranks. Let us remember and never forget their sacrifices. May God forever watch over them and protect them and their families. Please join me in observing a moment of silence in honor and remembrance of all who are not here. Thank you.
Would you please welcome back Mr. Chris Coney for our closing benediction, and then remain standing and remove your hats as our Joint Post Honor Guard pays tribute to our fallen comrades with a 21-gun salute and playing of taps.
Before we pray, I want to ask all the veterans to please raise your hand again one last time. Let's give them one last round of applause. And I want to personally thank not only you, but your families for the sacrifices that you have made for our country. As my son is stationed in Anchorage, Alaska, as airborne, I am grateful for your families, their sacrifices that they made along with you, and we're glad you are back home with us. And we thank you for your service. To the children, I want to address you right now. There are men in here in uniform that are serving right here in America in our streets. They're called police officers. And I want to share something with you before I pray. You are not the future of our country, you are the now. If you do not start making good decisions now, if you do not earn respect and learn respect and honor now, there is no future of America. This is up to you guys. These men and women have served and sacrificed so you can have your freedoms. Now it's your time. It's your time to shine. It's your time to live up to the standards of their sacrifice. Will you pray with me? Gracious, loving Father God, we are grateful for this awesome, wonderful nation that you've given us. Father, we're thankful for these men and women who are currently serving, who serve faithfully, sacrificially, because they believe in God and country, because they believe in the freedoms of which they were raised. And Father, they are fighting for those freedoms to remain right here in America and also abroad. Father, fighting for the weak, the oppressed, that all men and women of every race, of every gender, of every creed might be free. Father, we are grateful for this awesome nation. And Father, we pray that every single person here today will understand those sacrifices that were made for our freedoms and not take those for granted. Father, as we leave the humble walls of this beautiful building today, Father, may we remember those sacrifices that has given us the freedom to stand here today and celebrate and pray together and fellowship. Father, we thank you for these men and women who continue to serve us in our communities after they have sacrificed so much of their life to give us our freedoms. And Father, we do mourn the loss of those who made the ultimate sacrifice, but we give you praise that they were willing to sacrifice the ultimate sacrifice. For you have told us man has no greater friend than one who is willing to lay down his life for a brother. Father, may we learn that type of sacrifice and live it in our community today. May you be glorified and honored in this community. May we make wise decisions. And Father, may we live lives that will bring honor to those men and women who have sacrificed so much for us. And Father, may we bring glory and honor to your name. And it's in your Son's precious and holy name that we pray. Amen.
Can I get a couple volunteers to hold those doors open so we can hear? Thank you. We would like to thank all of you for coming out today and participating. You may have a seat, by the way. I would ask that you please take a moment of your time to thank those who have served to protect and defend our freedoms, and that you would not only do this today, but each and every day that you may see a veteran. To all the veterans, I say thank you for all you have done. I would like to give a special thank you to Colonel Dondero for speaking with us today. Washington NJROTC Color Guard for their service. I know they have to hustle to get over here from theirs. I would like to thank Washington Catholic, not only for their choir performance, but for their attendance and participation today. Veal Elementary, fifth grade, is also here being represented. I know getting classes, not only at an invocation within the school, but to get them outside of the school is no small feat these days. So thank you. I want to thank the Davis County Commissioners for the use of the courthouse and Scott Schneer for opening it and making sure that we're set up and ready to go. I would also like to thank WAMW and the General for providing our music and the sound system for today's service. Thank you, Andy. And thank you to the officers of the Joint Post Honor Guard, post and auxiliary members of the VFW Post 3321 and American Legion 121, and to all those who have assisted today. If you had any idea what kind of crew it takes to put this on, there are several behind the scenes. So thank you all. The VFW will be serving ham and beans and cornbread for members and guests at the post, which is at 3 East Main Street, immediately following our program. So thank you all, and this concludes our program.
Thank you very much.